Isaiah 58. Cry aloud, don't spare. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and declare to my people their disobedience and to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and didn't forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. So you see, these people were religious. They kept some of the commandments and they actually liked drawing near to God. They liked their religious services. But God tells Isaiah, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show them their sin. So it's a difference between religion and being a spiritual person. So they were very religious, going to church, or as it were, going to the temple or to the sanctuary, doing their thing. They actually liked all that. But Isaiah was shouting at them, you are sinning, stop it. Why have we fasted, they say, and you don't see? Why have we afflicted our soul and you take no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and oppress all your labourers. Behold, you fast for strife and contention and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You don't fast this day so as to make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I have chosen, the day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to Yahweh? So their fasting was all just show. And they were not doing it to God, nor to humble themselves. He said that they were bowing their head like a bulrush. That's like a reed. You push it down and it bounces back up. And so that's how they were. They were like a reed that is just pushed down. And yes, it goes down and then it bounces back up and stands proud in its place. That's all it was. God wants real humility, not just appearing to bow your head. And this is where we need to ask ourselves, am I really humble? Or am I just appearing to be? Because to God, humility is of huge value. Isn't this the fast that I have chosen, to release the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? So at that time, the leaders of Judah were abusing the poor people by saying, oh, you want money? Well, then you need to make a contract with me to be my servant, my slave, etc. That's what was going on. And God is saying, look, the real fast is to not abuse people, is to treat people properly. Isn't it to distribute your bread to the hungry and that you bring the poor who are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you don't hide yourself from your own flesh? In other words, don't pretend I didn't see human need. Don't pretend you didn't notice that that person is in need and needs your help. Don't hide yourself from them. Then your light will break forth as the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of Yahweh will be your vanguard. Then you shall call, and Yahweh will hear. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking wickedly. So see, they were putting forth the finger, speaking badly about people, accusing people, you this, you that. And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will rise in darkness, and your obscurity be as the noonday. And Yahweh will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in dry places and make strong your bones, and you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters don't fail. So I think he's saying that if you people repent, the promises and prophecies about Zion being like this great light that was going to be like the dawn, etc., then this was going to come true. And in some sense, the kingdom of God could then have come about. But it didn't, because they were caught up with themselves and just criticizing each other, pointing the finger at each other, and they didn't want to see this bigger picture. And they didn't want to repent and truly help the poor. If they had repented, if they had done that, those who shall be of you will build the old waste places. You will raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of Yahweh honourable, and shall honour it, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will make you to ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. So God was really saying that what you're doing when you worship me is just your own pleasure, your own ways. Well, this is not what God wanted. He did not want them to just be full of thinking, what is good for me? How can I enjoy myself? And okay, sure, I will use this religion to forward that agenda of pleasing myself and doing what I want. That's the world in which we live, where personal pleasure is the principle by which everybody lives, most people. And we are to live otherwise. It's not my pleasure. It's not what will make me happy. It's what I can do for God. And in the bigger picture, it works out that actually that is the only way to be really happy, to serve God through serving other people. That is the way to find the ultimate happiness, rather than going down the way of this pleasure principle. What I want for myself, I want pleasure for myself. This is not pleasing to God. This is not what He wants. And actually, you won't even find your own pleasure by doing that.